This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. And again, I thank you for taking the time to tune in to God's frequency, because not that you want to hear me, but you want to hear a word from the Lord. And I guarantee you that's what you're going to hear, because I know the secret. And that is, I know where God speaks, and I share it with you, speaks in His word. That's where we're in today. We are going to look at here for the next 3 days, I guess Thursday and Friday, and at least Monday, maybe even Tuesday. Mark chapter 7. The heading in my New King James says, defilement comes from within. It's an important text to look to see and to prove to you that we, the Church of Jesus Christ, are no longer under the Old Testament dietary laws that so many people want to be under today. This chapter here, sets the record straight. That's where we're looking at in our ongoing verse-by-verse study in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, and defilement comes from within. In the meantime, here this Sunday, I invite you out to Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Love to see you this week. We're in Mark, but we're in chapter 13, one of my favorite chapters, or I should say its corresponding chapter, Matthew 24. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? Naturally, if you've heard me preach on this, you know we're not going to get past one verse. And that would be, take heed that no man deceive you. More on that tomorrow. Here now is part one of this message, defilement comes from within.
Sharon, I need a haircut like Wyatt's. That's my old Air Force haircut, you know? And off you go. Don't worry about anything. Back in 81, when I was in the Air Force, we all put stockings on our head because of some stupid old wives' tale that your hair would grow away, particular way, if you wore a stocking on your head. So there's 46 men with no hair with the stocking caps on, with the stockings on their head, so their hair would grow nice. I mean, here's Fred fighting the Viet Cong, and here's 46 of us with stockings on our head, so our hair will grow nice. We're in Mark chapter 7. Now, today our study takes us to the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Also today, we're going to see the Lord and His disciples. I've entitled this, Jesus Upsets the Apple Cart. We're going to see the Lord and His disciples make all the religious leaders upset because they don't hold to their man-made traditions. We're in the Gospel of Mark. Let's pick it up in chapter 7, verse 1. Then came together unto Him the Pharisees, and also of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of the disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft or often, they eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. So according to them, you see, there's only one way to do things, and that's the way that we do them here. Right? Ah, that's traditions. Right? Ron's laughing. Right? Traditions. Sometimes they can be a killer. Sometimes they can be good. Now, Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, he says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." Then in chapter 3, Paul says, "We command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walks disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us." But these traditions were good then because they had no word of God then. These Gentiles, these Greeks, did not have a Bible, did not have an Old Testament. So all you had was tradition handed down by the apostles and letters written from them. Look at all the bad traditions people cling to today. Most Jews don't believe in Jesus because of one thing. That is tradition. Because their grandmothers passed it down from generation to generation to generation. The Messiah hasn't come yet. And when he comes, we'll recognize it. There's some bad tradition for you. Equally bad tradition is some Catholic doctrine. Mary's birthday. Mary's Ascension Day. They got it on a calendar. The day Mary was raptured. It's on a calendar. Mary without sin. Another tradition. The Pope without sin is another tradition. Even down to the names of the three wise men. Did you know the Catholics know the name of the three wise men? It's tradition. Look it up sometime. Their names were Belteshazzar, Melchior, and Gaspar. Oh, I used to drive my wife crazy. I'd call him Casper. Easy way to remember, right? Friendliest ghost we know. It's tradition. Now here in today's text, we see one of the many traditions of the religious leaders in Israel, verse 3. Now for the Pharisees and all the Jews, except if they wash their hands often, they do not eat, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things which there be, which they hold to, and as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. You see, now here's the rub. You can keep all the traditions that you want, but don't point a bony old finger at me for not keeping them. You can scrub your frying pan as many different ways as you want, if that's what your mother handed down to you. But don't criticize me for wiping out my frying pan with a paper towel. That's what I do with my cast iron skillets. My wife taught me that. She said, my grandmother never washed a skillet. So I don't wash it. But I'm not going to point that craggly old finger at you and say, you better do it this way. That is the rub. There is where we have a problem. These are your traditions, not mine. You are commanded to keep and obey the commandments of God, not necessarily the traditions of men. Verse 5. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders? But you eat bread with unwashed hands. So tell me, God, why don't your students wash their hands before dinner just like their mother taught them? And God's answer to that inquiry? He says, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. He calls them hypocrites. That is, they make all these great speeches. They give the impression that there's these super Christians, let's call them. But really, deep down inside, they're not all that super. Then he says, in vain they worship me. Remember, vain is another word for worthless. They're wasting their time worshiping me. And they're teaching their own commandments to obey instead of God's. Listen to this. Let me read this. This is Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10. It says, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or lambs or of goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination to me. So vain oblation means worthless sacrifice. God continues. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. So God is saying, your church services make me sick. Your incense, now God loves incense. In Malachi, he says, you will continually burn incense before me. But here he says, your incense is an abomination to me. Verse 14, let me go on. It's Isaiah 1:14. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I'm weary to bear them. When you spread forth your hands, or like that, when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. When you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Imagine that. God's going to hide from you when you pray. And your prayers, he says, I will not hear. Verse 16, he gives the solution to this problem. He says, wash you. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white, or they shall be as wool. I'm trying to establish here, church, worship gone wrong. Okay? Worship gone wrong.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.